Are you someone looking to build yourself up, to pivot, to make a leap from where you are currently now? Welcome to the Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast, a podcast about innovation, empowerment, leadership, and showing off your light to the world and making it happen. Join beautypreneur Nikki Tang as she shares insights on becoming your best version through her own story, her experiences, and her core values. Give it up for the show host, Nikki Tang.
Hello, beautiful people. I'm back for another episode of the Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast. I'm your host, Nikki Tang. Today, I will talk about what all of us encounter in our lives, failures and mistakes. Do you really believe that wisdom comes with age? Well, for me, that statement is not 100% true because what I believe is that wisdom is knowledge through experience, not from age. Just because someone is older than you doesn't mean they're wiser than you are. And for those who assume otherwise, they've already made clear the extent of their wisdom. Wisdom is a result of depth of experience, of testing the tides, of differentiating what works and what doesn't, and of failures and mistakes. It is unlikely that age will bring you wisdom if most of your experiences in life are repetitive, monotonous, and virtually unchanged by your own choice. In this episode, I will delve more into how mistakes can be a catalyst for breakthrough success. In Season 2, I have already discussed failures and mistakes, and I've said that one of the greatest lessons from the past is often learned from mistakes. When you experience failures, do not just solve in a blaming game, blaming yourself or other people. Make it your inspiration to rise up from it. Learn from failures and make sure that you don't repeat the same mistakes over and over again. If you haven't listened to that episode, you can go to your preferred podcast player and look for the episode title, Reflecting on the Past, Shaping the Future. Everyone is given second chances, oftentimes third, fourth. It is up to us to grab the opportunity to reshape our future. Here is an intriguing quote from the founder of Honda Motors, Soichiro Honda, when he said, "Success is 99% failure." Do you agree? I think I agree with this statement because mistakes can often be used to create insights and stimulate innovation. Many successful products have their origins in failures. Here are two products that were the product of failures and/or mistakes. Post-it notes. Post-it notes, those ubiquitous sticky notes we use for reminders and quick notes, were actually the result of failed adhesive. In 1968, a scientist at 3M named Spencer Silver was attempting to create a super strong adhesive but ended up with a weak, low-pack adhesive instead. This failed adhesive became the basis for the invention of post-it notes by his colleague Art Frye. The product went on to become a massive success and revolutionized the way we leave temporary notes. Another one is WD-40. Have you ever wondered where this useful lubricant got its name? The name comes from the fact that the formula represents the 40th attempt to create a degreaser and rust protection solvent. Although it was originally used in the aerospace industry, it became so popular among employees that it was packaged into aerosol cans and introduced to retail in 1958. Can you imagine if the lab had given up after 39 tries? We're talking about products here, but what I would like to discuss here are our own mistakes and failures, the one that would foster a culture that celebrates productive mistakes. The kind that can stimulate thoughts and generate new paths, transformative changes. So, how do we handle failures? Do you take ownership of your mistakes and use them as stepping stones towards personal and professional development? Or do you avoid acknowledging or addressing them as they reflect poorly on your abilities and can undermine your self-esteem? We all have bad days, right? Sometimes this can prolong for weeks and even months. There are times when nothing seems right, when we fail to achieve something that we really want. We find it hard to cope. However, some people seem much more able to pick themselves up and dust themselves down after the experiences better than others. Well, these people are not essentially better, I suppose, but they have simply developed skills and positive habits to help them overcome failures. In fact, they use failing as a way to learn and improve. So typically, what is your honest and typical attitude towards mistakes? Here are 5 prevalent reactions to mistakes, and I want you to check which is closest to your character. First, I hate mistakes, and when I make them, I try to hide them. Or second, if I can't hide the mistake, I try to analyze what happened and check who to blame. The third, I strongly feel that some failures are carried out for the right reasons and should be recognized for resolving and avoiding the repetition of mistakes. The fourth, I avoid acknowledging or addressing them because it means I did poorly in the undertaking. The fifth, I take ownership of my mistakes and see them as chances to take responsibility. Well, for me, I like responses 3 and 5. Number 3 shows the person as a calculated risk taker who will make mistakes on purpose to learn something really new. Number 5 shows that adopting a more positive and growth-oriented mindset towards mistakes can lead to valuable insights, resilience, and progress. Negative attitudes towards mistakes often stem from a fear of judgment, a desire to make a flawless image, or a fixed mindset that views mistakes as indicators of inherent limitations. That kind of attitude discourages learning, self-reflection, and improving oneself for personal and professional growth. Of course, this is easier said than done, but there are things that you can do that will help you manage failures. So here are my personal tips that have worked for me over the years. First off, don't make it personal. One reason why some people find failure devastating is that their identity is tied to succeeding. Your failure does not mean you. It is an experience. It should not change who you are. Don't let it change who you are. Second, recognize and accept your emotions. Of course, we're only humans to feel the pain of failures and mistakes. Just recognize your feelings for what they are and allow yourself time to hurt a bit. Don't dwell on it or else you'll get stuck. Move on and take lessons from it. Third, forget about what anyone else will think. You cannot control what other people think. Therefore, you should not ever do something simply because it will please other people. It is easier to accept both success and failure if you define them in your own terms and do things because you want to, not because you think other people will be pleased. Fourth, take the right amount of responsibility. Take responsibility for the factors over which you have control and don't be tempted to hide behind excuses. You don't need and should not try to blame yourself for everything, particularly if it is outside your control. In the same context, don't blame others for your failures and mistakes. Fifth, and I think this is the most important one, is use failure as a way to improve. Don't think of failure as the end of it all. Failure is an experience, it's a way of life. Nobody is perfect. Instead, ask yourself what you could have done differently to achieve a better result. Then consider how you could put that into practice to help you improve next time. Failure is only temporary. Mistakes can be corrected, right? So how can we make failures temporary? How can we be intentional about correcting our mistakes? Or the more mindful end in mind is, how can we leverage failures and mistakes for innovation? I have repeatedly said that recognizing failures and mistakes can provide valuable learning experiences, opportunities for growth. Instead of shying away from failures, individuals and organizations should actively embrace them as a stepping stones towards innovation. Failure is an inherent part of the innovation process. individuals and organizations can create a culture that encourages risk-taking and experimentation. When mistakes occur, they are viewed as valuable sources of feedback and insights rather than mere roadblocks. The key lies in adopting a mindset that sees failures as learning opportunities rather than personal shortcomings. When failures and mistakes are analyzed and understood, they can serve as catalysts for innovation. By examining what went wrong, what happened, and what can be learned from it, teams can identify areas for improvement, refine strategies, and develop innovative solutions. Failures can highlight gaps in knowledge, flawed assumptions, or areas of inefficiency that might otherwise go unnoticed. Successful innovation often emerges from a series of iterative experiments and adjustments where failures are seen as stepping stones towards ultimate success. Embracing failures and mistakes as valuable assets fuels a culture of resilience and adaptability, enabling organizations to navigate challenges, seize opportunities, and push boundaries of what is possible. As I end, let me leave you with a famous quote from Winston Churchill as I read. Success is not final, failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. I hope that this episode will help you discover how you can cultivate resilience in your lives. See you in my next episode. All the best, Nikki.
It's been a pleasure sharing my thoughts with you today. I hope this episode gave you a fresh perspective or an aha moment. Remember, we're all capable of achieving great things, and I'm here to cheer you on. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you in the next episode.